This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to reporters for the first time since thousands of his supporters stormed the Capitol last week. He called the Democrats' push to impeach him in the last days of his presidency absolutely ridiculous. The president also rejected any contention that he was responsible for the mayhem that left five people dead. President Trump had urged thousands of his supporters at a rally near the White House last week to fight against lawmakers certifying that he had lost his reelection contest to Democrat Joe Biden. But the president said Tuesday, quote, "It's been analyzed and people thought that what I said was totally appropriate." He offered his comments as he headed to the southwest border with Mexico to inspect the wall that he had built to thwart illegal immigration, which the president considers one of his top achievements as president. The Democrat-majority U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote Tuesday on a resolution calling for Vice President Mike Pence and members of President Trump's cabinet to use their constitutional authority to remove the president from office. The measure, which is expected to pass, sets a 24-hour deadline for the vice president to respond. Neither Pence nor any cabinet member has given public indication of supporting such action involving the 25th Amendment's provision allowing for the vice president and a majority of the cabinet to declare a president unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. President Trump and the vice president met late Monday at the White House for the first time since pro-Trump rioters attacked the Capitol. Indonesia's travel minister announced Tuesday divers have recovered flight